talking with Mary Kay Thatcher, American Farm Bureau, here at the AFBF annual meeting. Mary Kay, you know, here in 2016, there's several things of unfinished business. I think it was kind of the reference we heard more than once already here. WOTUS is a big one, obviously. Are we going to be able to stall out the clock as far as litigation is concerned with the Obama administration on WOTUS?
I think it's unlikely. I mean, I think we've got a good chance of winning the vote next week, but probably not by a veto-proof margin, and the president's been pretty adamant that he will veto. So, but it's still important to keep sending the message just how many members of Congress are unhappy, as well as how many farmers and ranchers.
Then the on the litigation side, as far as the Sixth Circuit stay, can it actually hang on all the way through the end of the current term of the president?
Well, I think it can. Now, the question is, will it? You know, they could really act at almost any time. And so that's why we felt it was so important to try to get something in the appropriates bill at the end of the year, the omnibus, to try to stop it in case we do have it move quicker than we want. But, you know, we don't have the magic bullet right now. We're still looking for every opportunity to find ways to continue to do it. But It sure doesn't look like we're going to make any progress with this administration on this issue until they're out of office.
Mixed signals regarding Congress on when they may consider TPP. What are you hearing right now?
Well, certainly we're going to push for it as soon as possible. But we're concerned because both the Senate Majority Leader, Mr. McConnell, and then the Chairman of the Finance Committee, that's in charge of this, Mr. Hatch, have sort of said, "Yeah, I'm not sure this is the year to do it. Not sure we want to do it while this president is in session." Unfortunately, you have a lot of people in Congress, I think, that are very pro-trade. But they don't want to give this president a win. So it's going to be a very uphill push to get it done. And I think it's yet to be seen whether or not we can convince the right people in Congress. We really need to move this. It's not going to be a good idea to leave it hanging for another year.
You know, beyond TPP, is there really much else out there that could happen that could be positive policy-wise?
Well, I think something's got to happen about this GMO labeling because we're going to get so many states that are going to continue to talk about this and try to bring it up, and we will have that patchwork going. I doubt that there'll be a lot. I mean, certainly we'll probably still try to work on some child nutrition things and reauthorize the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, but those are kind of smaller issues. I suspect we'll continue to push on immigration, on Endangered Species Act reform, but you know, every election year is tougher to get things done than a non-election year. And when you figure this is a presidential election year and both the Republican and the Democratic conventions have been pushed up a month, I mean, now you're looking at really having only till about June to get everything you need to get done. So with all the budget issues out ongoing, it's pretty doubtful we'll get much major legislation passed.
So once we reach July, we're pretty well done till election?
Pretty much. I mean, especially with all the presidential stuff going, it's going to be tough otherwise.